This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 10th. God's word to you today is on call. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1, verse 29, and it says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, 'Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. Please read John 1, verses 29 to 34 from the New Revised Standard Version. John the Baptist says, "He that sent me told me what to look out for." This is paraphrased. And this is the first thing that jumps out at us. Meaning that John the Baptist was not just some eccentric man who went about baptizing people with water. God actually called John, sent him on a specific errand, and gave him a sign. The sign was, according to John 1 verse 33, "I myself do not know him, but the one that sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.'" This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. In other words, as you baptize people, watch out for the person on whom the Holy Spirit descends and rests upon. That is the Messiah. One statement we hear John the Baptist make repeatedly is, "I myself did not know him." Even though John was on an errand from God, he himself did not know the Messiah, but he was given a sign. John 1 verse 30 says, "This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.'" According to the New Revised Standard Version. God is a God of order. Hence, precedence is so important with God. But John was saying that even though he, John, came before Jesus, and by precedence, he was supposed to be ranked higher than Jesus, Jesus was ahead of him. Even though John preceded Jesus, Jesus ranks higher than him. When it comes to spiritual things, age is totally irrelevant. Precedence does not really matter. God can make the last first and the first last. In fact, God specializes in making the last first and the first last, so that nobody will share in his glory. So does your life feel awkward? Do you feel that you need to make a lot of effort to fit in? Relax and stay in your skin. God wants to use you to bamboozle the world. God specializes in using people that are not ranked and making them superior. God specializes in using people that are not ranked and putting them up front. Jesus ranks ahead of John, and John himself was the one declaring it to us. John 1 verse 31 says, "I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel," according to the New Revised Standard Version. Excuse me, are you not his senior cousin? As children, did you not all play together on the streets of Jerusalem? Did you not play football with him when Aunt Mary came visiting your mother Elizabeth? Did you not leap in the womb when his mother visited you, even before you were born? How can you say you did not know your cousin? Yet John says, "I myself, I did not know him." It is funny how God arranges things. It is funny because God chose the one that knew him most, not to depend on his natural knowledge of him, so that he can reveal Jesus to him in a supernatural way. God chose the one that has known Jesus from the womb and grew up with him. God said to him, "You have not seen anything yet." Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to focus on my race, my assignment, and on the secrets you have told me until you bring your word to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.